This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Scott Kennant. He's a free skiing champion and a longtime Telluride local. We're talking 33 years in town. And he is featured in Warren Miller's newest movie, Flow State. Scott, thanks for joining me.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
So has skiing been always been a part of your life? Did you begin to master the sport when you were just a little boy?
Well, skiing has been a big part of my life. As far as my great uncle skied back in the 1940s, and he got my uncle, Jim, interested, and my uncle Jim went on to be a soldier in the 10th Mountain Infantry and was a ski trooper. And so it's kind of been in my legacy for a long time. But I didn't start as a young child. I didn't start until I was 11. And didn't really master the sport right away. The sport I really was passionate about and loved was motocross racing. Mm-hmm. And that I wanted to be a pro athlete at. And so I always knew I wanted to be a pro athlete. But skiing, once I moved to Telluride, I fell in love with it. And that's when I really started to master it.
Wonderful. What was your path to Telluride?
My brother Jim moved to Aspen in the early 70s, and so as a kid I got to go visit him in Aspen, and I really fell in love with Colorado. And growing up in the Midwest, it's like we get to ski, but we don't get kind of overdone on it, you know, we don't get spoiled with it. And so I find a lot of people from the Midwest and stuff like that who do move to Colorado, you know, are the most passionate skiers because finally we get to live in a place where there's great skiing. And so my brother from Aspen ended up moving to Telluride in 1978, and so I started visiting him here and just fell in love with the mountain. But boy, did the mountain kick my butt the first few years. And I really learned everything from three guys. One was Yukon Steel, David Glenn, and another guy named Ace Cavalli, and they took me under their wing and trained me, and that's when I really got passionate about skiing.
Wonderful. So then, no matter what you do in your life, people who knew you back when will always associate you with Zudnik. How did he happen to come into your life, and could you describe just a few of the, I mean, very long list of memorable moments you shared with your dog?
Zudnik came into my life. I already was working in the ski film business, and I was a ski model as well, action ski model. And I was out in Mammoth Mountain, California in the springtime, and I did some photos for a guy, and he had a new magazine, which is like the version of our Telluride style. It's called the Mammoth Magazine. And he was just starting the magazine, and some of the photos he used, he wanted to put one of them on the cover of his magazine. And he asked me if I could, you know, give him my permission, and he said he had no money to pay me, but he had these puppies. And at first I said, oh, I don't want a dog. I travel too much, and, you know, dogs are a lot of work. But when I saw how cute the puppies were, I immediately fell in love with one of them, and that was the one I named Zudnik. And Zudnik was on the road with me for 15 years. We traveled from Portland, Maine to San Diego, California, to Portland, Oregon, to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we did ski shows for Telluride. We did a lot of the big consumer shows, as well as you know, all the movies and movie premieres in Denver and places like Houston, Texas, and Chicago. And he was my best friend for a long time. But probably my best memory of Zudnik would probably be the fact that we got invited to Governor Roy Romer's mansion for a Christmas party. And the governor got to hang out with Zudnik, which was pretty fun, and took a limousine to get there. And then a real memorable part was on the way home, the old kennel I had for him, which was all beat up and tore apart. When I got to the airport and the airline, the lady had the kennel in storage for me, and she told me, oh, I have a present for Zudnik, and I thought she was going to have a little dog bone or something. She presented me with a brand new kennel from Continental Airlines with a big bow on it for Zudnik, because she knew that we worked with kids with cancer and we were going to see the governor and everything. And that was a real memorable moment.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. So let's sort of fast forward to the present and Flow State, the Warren Miller. You've been in a bunch of Warren Miller movies. This is the most recent.
Yep.
But a little birdie told me there were some pretty memorable moments along the way in the process of making the film. Starting with the road trip from Telluride to Camp Hale.
The road trip was a classic. First they told me I needed to be there on a Friday. And so on Wednesday afternoon, I was backcountry skiing with a friend of mine up on the ski area. This was almost 3 weeks after the mountain had closed for the year already, but we had phenomenal snow. This was two springs ago. Mm-hmm. And I was in the backcountry skiing away, and I let my friend take, the last trip down towards the mountain village from Gold Hill to go get the car, and I said, could you meet me in town? So it gave me an opportunity to ski this beautiful backcountry run solo down into the Bear Creek Valley. And beautiful run, and I get to the Bear Creek Road, and I'm trudging through knee-deep powder when the phone rings, and it was the lady from Warren Miller Films confirming that I needed to be there tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And I'm like up in the backcountry skiing Telluride in the late evening. I hadn't even packed yet. And so I had to whip home to, get my trailer, my snowmobile, all my backcountry gear, and drive all the way to Arapahoe Basin. And that was just the craziest night because the lights on my trailer had burnt out. So I had to stop at a truck stop and buy flashlights and tape them to the back fenders of the trailer. And then I had to tape little red reflectors that I bought onto the flashlights because I couldn't get the lights to work. And I showed up, and I was ready to go for the next day's ski, which turned out to be a pretty intense mountain.
Wow. There was another story. It occurred with someone else who's in the film, Chris Anthony, and involved skiing a couloir called Shit for Brains.
Yeah. Shit for Brains is A Basin's version of what we have called the San Joaquin Couloir, which is a big crack in the mountain. And you spend about 2 hours with skins on your skis and traversing back and forth up this mountain. But that morning was about a 40-mile-an-hour constant wind and snowing and pretty gnarly. I really didn't think we were even going to get to pull it off. But about halfway up the climb, all the clouds blew away, and it turned into this beautiful blue sky day, but really cold and really windy. And we got to the summit, and my friend Chris Anthony had his skis kind of tied together in his backpack and forming an A-frame, and the wind blowing through his skis caused enough static electricity that he started to get shocked. And all of a sudden I look over, and Chris is laying on the snow trying to get his backpack unhooked and off. And I'm like, what's the matter? He's like, I'm being electrocuted. It was the craziest thing I ever saw. And then the wind chill from being so cold actually frostbit both of my cheeks on my face. And then as we ski, you'll see it in the movie, we ski this couloir. I had never skied it before. I'm following a guy that used to be on the U.S. ski team. And so he's a very fast skier, and he's making these huge carving GS turns. But every time he makes a turn, he shoots up this wall of snow, and the wind catches it and blows it right into the, up the couloir, which I'm skiing down, trying to stay with him. And so every other turn, I couldn't see a thing. It was just his spray. Then I could see for one turn his spray, and all the time we're going about 30 miles an hour down this narrow couloir I'd never skied before. But it worked out really good, and it looks great in the movie. You'll see the wind blowing in the movie.
Wow. And now, on a more serious note, you have a family history that involves the 10th Mountain Division. And I'm understanding from some notes that you sent me that you got to ski in 10th Mountain Division gear. Talk about that.
It was a real treat to get to dress exactly like the 10th Mountain guys in the Tondo Valley, which is where Camp Hale was. And actually, at one time, while we were in the valley in this old, Army gear, these huge Chinook helicopters flew right over our heads. And it was really intense to know that they're looking at, which would be, you know, a historic valley and the history of the 10th Mountain, and here's three guys standing there looking like 1943. These huge helicopters flew over our head. But to ski in the gear was a real challenge. These skis had not been waxed or sharpened in like 70 years. They came right off the wall and were, you know, put down on the ground. We clicked into these bindings that don't release with these boots that have no, you know, if you lean forward, you're going to fall. If you lean back, you're going to fall. And then we had these big backpacks on that had a lot of heavy weight. And then they said, they actually set us up. They wanted us to fall. And I just was worried I was going to rip my foot off. But we did it, and I was really amazed at what those guys could do with those skis. We are so spoiled these days with the modern equipment. I mean, those guys skied with 90-pound packs on, and they were truly amazing skiers back then.
Terrific. Thank you. I don't want you to give away more of the movie, but it sounds absolutely wonderful. So on a totally different tack, what do you do when you're not making movies or winning competitions?
Well, I run a construction company called Kennett Construction, and we've been building homes and remodeling homes, and we do a lot of repair work as well. So pretty much run the construction company, and then I still am an avid mountain biker and water skier, and I love to ride my dirt bike in the woods and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I do.
And finally, before we say goodbye, do you have a favorite run in Telluride?
I have many favorite runs in Telluride, but the one, are you talking on the ski area or near the ski area?
That was an open-ended question. You answer it as you wish.
On the ski area, I'd have to say Camp Makem is my favorite run. Kind of off the ski area, a lot of people might have seen me ski it, but it's called the Hairy Banana, and you can see it if you are in Revelation Bowl and you look straight across the valley at this little curved crack in the mountain. And I love to ski the Hairy Banana. And there's another one called Heaven's Elevens, which is probably one of the most intense ski mountaineers and mountaineer runs in North America. And that one will get your attention real quick. It ends in a 300-foot cliff. So.
Oh, my God.
You cannot fall. There is no, it's a total no-fall zone. It's real steep, and it's just a little bit wider than your skis.
Thank you so much, Scott. See Scott in Flow State. Travis Julia presents the film at the Sheridan Opera House. It is at 4, 6, and 8:30 p.m. Lots of swag from Boot Doctors, and you get to see Scott Kennett. Thank
All right,
you so much, Scott.
Yeah, we'll see you at the movie.
You will. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.